This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Robin is ready to go.
Robin is new to the program. Hello, Robin.
Hi.
So we've got questions from the 2000s today, and you're playing for Jonas Brothers tickets. This is going to be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Oh, I got to duck out, huh?
Yep. Get out of here, Gina. Right. Do you have somebody in your family who's a Jonas Brothers fan? Maybe it's you.
Me and my daughter.
Oh, see, that's how you do concerts. That's awesome. So this show is going to be August 12th, Nats Park. It's all courtesy of Live Nation, and you're going to be qualified for this overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge. But let's do the questions and see how you do versus Gina. And it's all questions from the 2000s. They kind of start easy, and they get more difficult as we go. In 2000, who starred in the live-action remake of How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Jim Carrey.
Yes, you're on the board. Okay, question number two. Michael C. Hall. You might know him best. He played the serial killer on Showtime's drama that ran from 2006 to 2013. What show am I talking about? It's a crazy show, too.
Would be Dexter?
Yes. It's also my dog's name, but there's no relation because my dog is very sweet. So, all right, question number three. Let's see what happens here. Who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in 2009, which was actually a year after his death?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wish it was multiple choice, but it's not. All right, we'll get the right answer in just a second. Let's bring Gina back in. She's talking to somebody in the hallway.
He liked that we played. Okay. What song do we play, Boys to Men?
Sure.
He's like, did I hear you guys playing Boys to Men earlier?
Yep. Yep. Okay. Robin got 2 out of 3.
Hey, that's good, Robin. Rob's making me laugh now. I keep the studio.
These are all questions from the 2000s, and then we'll start in 2000. Who starred in the live-action remake of How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Jim Carrey.
You are correct. You're on the board. Whew. Question number two, Michael C. Hall might be best known for playing a serial killer on what Showtime drama that ran from 2006 to 2013?
Dexter.
Yes.
Not your dog.
Yep. He's very sweet. I said that earlier. Dexter's very sweet.
We're so goofy.
They share the same brain.
That's right.
Question three, let's see how you do. Who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in 2009, actually a year after his death?
Oh, boy. Okay, it's probably like Heath Ledger or something.
Is that your final answer?
Mm-hmm.
You are correct. A clean sweep for Gina.
Wow. I don't know how that happened. I'm like, thank you, Robin. But, you know, good job by you, too, because the only thing you don't get is the diploma, but you're still getting the Joe Bros tickets, and you're qualifying for the grand prize, the overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge in Perryville.
Yay, thank you.
We'll do it again. Welcome. Tomorrow is Freaky Friday. Gina has the questions.
And you know what? We're going to find out who the grand prize winner is just a howl away.
Uh-huh. College of Knowledge on today's 101.9.